And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Don't worry. World, global, universal, and cosmological rights reserved. Mineral rights, too.
Copyright, all rights reserved.
Protected by an electric fence and copyright control.
Hello and welcome to Garage Sale Gloat. After the last 2 weeks, Johnny Bueno and I are off on no ride-alongs this week.
We have a lovely
just a pure show.
And a lovely slideshow to go along with the intro.
I guess, yeah. Johnny Bueno's Star Wars toys. Oh, that's... Jesus. That Millennium Falcon's a little over-battle damaged.
A little. Ooh. Jazz hands. From
you just taking pictures in your room?
Yeah. I don't know when I did, but...
Anyway, it's a pretty nice day. A little overcast. Supposedly we're going to get a little Canada smoke today, but we'll see.
Kind of muggy.
I think yesterday would have been the big day. Yesterday
was
sunny.
It was.
And I'm sure... And Thursday was crappy. So yesterday was probably the big... just the big day. My roommate and I went down to Mended Ponds. And to go to a grocery store there, just to go to a different grocery store. And we saw signs for Garage. We didn't stop at any because we just brought grocery money. But there were garage sales, like, all over the place. And I was like, yeah, today would have been the day to go garage sailing. And she went,
yeah.
I'm not going garage sailing. I'm like, I did not say that you should.
I went to the Genesee Village County Museum. And they had an old-timey baseball game there.
Oh.
Like 1800s. It's like this league of guys. It was kind of interesting. It was fun. Something different. You know?
I guess.
Well, she got the ticket. She was
different. People have different definitions of fun. I'm. You know me. I'm not a sports guy.
No, but it was actually more because it was historic. It was a setting of the 1800s. If you know anything about the Genesee County Museum Village, it's a museum village set in the 1800s. And so they had these guys playing baseball from, like, looking like the 1800s.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was kind of fun.
Cosplayers. Weirdos, yeah. We call them.
What are you talking about, we?
Just like we. The collective we. The royal we.
Well, if you look at my Facebook page right now, you'd see no cosplay, even on my Facebook page.
Well, I mean, that's what they're doing. They're LARPing. They're LARPing. It's like Civil War.
Facebook.
Somehow I imagine baseball reenactors are a little mentally healthier than Civil War reenactors, but.
Oh yeah, yeah, they definitely were, and it was the people of all ages. So, and he's like, "You want to play?" I'm like, "I think I'm good." Mm-hmm. Okay, I think
we're playing the Negro League this week.
Oh, you had to go there.
Well,
that's
it's
funny.
That's what I think is a lot behind a lot of, like, I want to live back in the past.
Well, they all had funny nicknames. Like, the one guy was Whiskey, and another one was, this is like...
The alcoholic was nicknamed Whiskey.
The
wife beater was named Slappy.
I told my wife, I said, if I was going to play, I'd call myself Snake Oil Jackson.
Yeah, that's. Uh-oh, we got competition just humping onto our car there. Jesus Christ!
Yeah, we better. Right between us.
The guy's looking at us.
I'm gonna pull up a little bit so we don't cause any more. Yeah, there you go, Mary. She looks like a Mary, doesn't she?
I don't know. I just saw the guy. The guy's got that. he's got that fussy old hippie look to him. He kind of just visually had the same vibe as the first garage sale we went to last week that guy.
Yeah, we're going near there again. I hope if we see him, we're driving
back. Oh, yeah, there's a, like, church sale or there a little neighborhood sale in that area. We were taking care of a cat in that neighborhood and saw the signs. All right, We will be back after we've hit some garage sales, which we are just about to do.
And they're all coming in at once. It's hilarious, like vultures. Vultures, I'll say.
Yep. That's what we are. Anyway, back to Garage Sale Gloat. Sing a little song for you. I hope you like it. Little song by a little band called the Beatles. Maybe you've heard of them. Anyway, we went to a couple.
We have the three sales so far.
Yeah.
And there's all sorts of pop-up sales
that are kind of lame. But
yeah, this is poor people part of town.
I got a new Gloat set of binoculars. And that's good. I got the book that Let the Right One In was based on. And one of those little model, like artist models, you know.
I think we need to stop at that point.
You know, the little wooden posable artist models.
Yeah, those are cool. They're for $4, you did very well.
They're usually like $20 or
at
something.
Least
like,
20 a retail.
For the one I got a cheapo. I don't have a The beautiful ones are really nicely made. This one's like medium made, but
yeah, the one we have is a little nicer. But my wife was an art drawing teacher.
Well, if you have to draw want to draw people at any time, they're almost indispensable. You know,
yep.
To just get proportions and stuff right.
Angles. It's all about the angles.
Yeah, but you know, and it's you know. And you don't have if you don't have a live model. Jesus, how did he know we're noticing him? He was just like, my friends. Estate sale.
Oh, we're never going to get to this. There's a really big street sale coming up, but we keep on hitting things instead.
Hitting the humpers.
Yeah. We didn't talk about what I got. It's too scary to even discuss.
Bad back, man.
Sitting Indian style on the sidewalk while spraying your lawn.
Someone's got a bad back or bad feet, maybe.
I'm not sure what was happening there.
Hey, man, do your thing, man. Do your thing.
I got a Ouija board.
Oh, that's right. You got the glow-in-the-dark Ouija board.
Yeah.
And I believe the planchette lights up on that.
It does. Where is that estate sale? Do you see the sign?
I saw the sign pointing down here.
But there was... we just drove down the street. I didn't see it, so...
Well, the street still went around, right?
No, that was a different... It was that street. That's a different street. It hung a left onto a different street.
Oh.
I'm going to continue on.
Yeah. It might have been yesterday. It might have been last week. And I would hope estate sale places would take down their signs, though.
Right there. Yep. Right there.
That guy looks like the father of the guy on the bike that was like, hey.
Yeah, we were just driving. All of a sudden, this... creepy, kind of lurchy. Well, how would you describe it?
Crackhead looking guy driving down the street, doing the crackhead creep on the wrong side of the road for riding a bike.
And we were driving, all of a sudden he like popped up from like behind one of the cars and was staring right into our car.
Oh no, he looked us in the eye and like reached out like, help me. Anyway. Exactly. We got another garage sale to go to.
It's boring.
Sure is.
Anyway, we just hit a couple sales. One was really nice, and we both bought records. I got Paul Simon's first album. Looks like it's in beautiful shape. The Beatles' Red album, their first like greatest hits collection. I think it's 64 to 67 or 66, maybe. It might just be 64 to 66. Anyway, it's the red one.
They're screaming at you. It's the blue one!
Mickey Mouse.
67!
So that's 67 to 70 is the blue one. They had the blue one there, but it only had one record in it, so I couldn't do it. But I got my third, three for five on the records. My third one was Mickey Mouse Disco. Johnny Bueno
got Mickey Mouse Disco.
Got four for the three. These guys are trying to kill us.
Yeah, it's okay. We're made of sterner stuff. Ooh, a saxophone.
Well, this is just any Hypnotic Clambake live show. There's like every song is like, well, we're gonna cycle through the solos now.
Yeah.
Anyway, what records did you get?
I got the Mickey Mouse Disco record, like you. I got the Sesame Street Disco record with Grover aping Johnny Travolta.
Yeah.
Then I got the Smurfs Christmas record in really nice condition. And then I got the Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker, still in the shrink wrap.
Nice.
It was supposed to be...
Was it opened or was
no.
it... No. Oh, it was just... Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I think that was the freebie that I got. Because they didn't want a deal. It's like, he's actually buying the Tchaikovsky? Just throw it in. So that was nice of him.
So, yeah, you got the... I got the 3 for $5. You got the 4 for $5 deal.
Yeah! That looks like a garage sale.
It does.
So I think what we're doing...
I guess it's pointing down that
so
way, isn't it?
So we're supposed to... So the garage sales are on Main Street, which is the next block over, all the way down. So here's
okay.
So I think what we do is...
So we're on... So this might just be a sign for the edge of that, right?
Right. So I think what we do is I think we pull up here... And I think we just walk down the block to Main Street, and then we just walk down instead of trying to find a parking spot or whatnot.
Well, we got a couple right here on this street.
Yes, we do.
All right. Ooh, a tent.
And a cage.
I do not need a tent, though.
You need a cage, man.
I want a tent. I don't need a tent. If I got a tent, I'd just live out in it all summer. All right. See you later. We'll be back. Anyway, we just went to an estate sale. Like all estate sales, it was... This one was not run by us, like, obviously run by the family. They did not know what they were doing. They were, like... One lady was getting ready to go in the bathroom, and the other lady was like, who told you you could use the bathroom? She did. And she's like, oh, you can't use the bathroom. After some... Imagine having to use the bathroom so bad that you have to ask at an estate sale... Them telling you yes, and then going, oh, thank God, I'm going to empty my bladder, and then have somebody go, oh, actually, no. Did that just pull my voice saying I'm telling you yes and put it on there? Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ.
That's what people do with hands-free.
I know, but why is it just doing it? Why is it just writing down my words, man? Computer's writing down my words, man.
Get your dirty words out of your chip.
But I got the first Emerson, Lake & Palmer album there. They had $3 records, which is cheap. Not the cheapest they could be, but who cares? For I got a Leon Russell album, The Carney, which I've never heard of, and it's on, like, the Philips, which were, like, a tape company.
She looks tough.
Yeah, she does. Well, the way that the butt's just hanging out of the corner of her mouth. You don't see many people with a butt hanging out of the corner of their mouth anymore.
No.
You know, it's all vapes now.
Yeah, that was a real cigarette, and I wouldn't mess with her.
No. No, she's a bar fighter, for sure.
What are you looking at?
Yep. Nothing.
A nice lady, that's what I was
saying. You're saying I'm not... Yeah, I don't know if that's the compliment she's looking... You don't know what the compliment she's looking...
Who are you
for.
Calling lady?
Yeah, exactly.
But
the third album I got, that's the magic one. That was the soundtrack to Breakin'.
Right, Breakin', the breakdance album.
And if that, Johnny and I were having a debate whether it'll be worth something. I don't think it will be, but it could be. But it's one of those things, if it ain't worth anything, I'm very happy adding it to my collection, so. as with most of the records that I get, I buy very few records thinking that I'm going to sell them. Like, I bought that Synergy record, the synth band, early synth band record with clear vinyl, and I'm like, ooh, this is a seller. And I look it up, and I'm like, yeah, I could get $20 for this. And I'm like, okay, I got to clean it and listen to it, make sure it doesn't skip. And I'm listening to it, and I'm like, I love this album. I think I have to keep this.
Another estate sale. Is this the same one?
It might be. I don't know.
I think it is. I'm going to skip that. We didn't talk about what I got.
What did you get?
Do you
As
remember?
If I didn't know. Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I don't want to spoil your
Sometimes you...
Your review. Watch out.
Jesus, that person, where the hell did they come from?
Around the corner?
Yeah, I saw him coming around the corner. What an asshole. So, this person just did a U-turn while seeing me turning around on the other street. And instead of slowing down, decided that they were going to honk their horn.
They were hauling ass.
Yeah. Yeah. Complete douche.
Anyway, what'd you get?
I got a Godfather box set for 50 cents. DVD.
I've got that same DVD set. It's pretty nice.
So do I. But for 50 cents?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not near mint, but at the same time, it's...
50 cents.
50 cents. Even if I sell for $5.
Yeah, everybody wants the Godfather anyway.
Yep. Okay, well, enough of that. Maybe I could open my door and take out this bicyclist. That would make for great content.
Not
three, two, one.
Yeah, no. Oh, okay. Yeah, that guy's okay. You can take out him. As a biker, you get there's only
he's
certain...
reaching at his back and grabbing his ass.
He's adjusting his camel toe for... Yeah. In his, he's in the whole.
He knew you were watching.
He's in the whole idiot outfit, though. Like I'm a biker in my racing gear. Okay, bye.
All right. All these neighborhoods are lame, man.
Yeah, man.
Everybody's just got boring ass taste.
Boring.
But yeah. So Johnny's picked up a few things in the since the last. Last time, or actually it was before last time, but...
Right. We went to this one place, and they had all those manga toys, and a bunch of DC toys, and they looked really impressive, and they take up a lot of room. But they did have a bunch of My Hero Academia manga books, so we cleaned up on those at 50 cents a piece. And then I was going to buy the Joker Mobile. It was a little worn. It had like $3 to maybe try and like even it out. But then I was like, well, I'm not sure if all the characters are in it. We just kind of threw them in there. Like,
she talked herself. She
talked herself she out of
know,
the sale.
She didn't know a goddamn. I'm listening to it. I'm like, she shouldn't have said anything because she probably doesn't know what the characters are. The kid's too shy.
Right.
To talk. You were trying to talk to him. And she's like, and getting all snaggletooth, like, oh, realized she talked herself out of buying it when she didn't. She was like, oh, you can, and you're just like, ah, no, I don't think so. And she was just like, oh, no, buy it. You can still buy it.
I think we're going to pass on the one.
Yeah. Just more garbage. Just bad stuff. Bad stuff.
I've still got a lot of things, though. I've got like a full bag of stuff, which... I got three times more than I did all of last week. I thought that person was moving out. Anyways, we're a lot of people on this road as we're talking, and we're kind of doing a slalom course through all the traffic as I'm talking. Multi-talented. We are going to get to this sale over here that was on my list. I don't think we hit this one.
These kind of neighborhoods should be really good. Like, people live here for, you know, people have been settled into, it's not like a new housing development, but everybody's filled with all the just same, like, cheap Chinese-made modern crap, you know, home shopping network hoarded. You know, it's just
to your point, you would think that there would be at least some good books.
Yeah. There's always like college student books and stuff, a lot of those in neighborhoods like this, but yeah, the books are all just like trash. Everything's trash, man.
This one looks pretty
good. This one looks more promising.
Yeah. That's why I wanted to come back to this one.
Alright. We will be back. And I guess you know the reason why I'm walking down the street. Anyway.
Jeez, man.
Not too bad here. I got a Patsy Cline, Best of Patsy Cline record, and a Best of Marvin Gaye record that are in great shape.
Yeah.
This woman looks like the black version of Divine.
I'd buy that.
She looks like a street fight in the making.
Well,
she looks like she's fun now.
But we're on a street sale right now. But before that, we went to another sale over in Harwick, and I got those two box sets.
Oh my God. What was it like, George Strait and
Garth Brooks?
And Garth Brooks.
Yes, sir. And then,
Garth Brooks, I don't really. Actually, neither of them I have much of a problem with. But he was just full of, like, Kenny Chesney and all that...
modern that stuff.
Mediocre, yeah, mids.
Mids, the hangers-on.
I guess Garth Brooks... I don't... I guess I shouldn't consider Garth Brooks mids, although I sort of do. But he's better than most of the rest of them. He's got actual talent. He's definitely, like, an artist guy. He's kind of crazy. I guess I got sort of a respect for him.
Yeah, he lost his mind.
Yeah.
He, like, went through an identity crisis where he was, like, wanted to be a baseball player at one point.
Wanted to be a rock star. He changed his name and made a rock star persona for himself to try that out.
Yeah.
See if it worked. Did not work. But that's great. That's what I want from my artist, man. That's when I was like, okay, maybe I'm not going to pick on this guy anymore. He's actually interesting, and he's trying. He's trying by letting himself go fucking haywire for art.
We haven't gotten on this one yet.
You know, people talk about how awesome Bob Dylan is. Bob Dylan kept going, having fucking identity crisis after identity crisis. Showing up with, like, you know, from now on, my name's Ronaldo. I'm going to do a whole movie about it that nobody likes, you know.
I was just reading an article about Dylan and the Dead and him basically showing up to the first rehearsal and the Dead, like, learning all these 40 songs. And he's basically drunk and he's got his dog in his lap and just like, what are we doing?
Well, they were pissed because, and then when they went on tour,
Yikes. They
did a very boring,
right?
Not really boring, but the selection wasn't the. But well, they were good versions of those songs.
But they didn't replay any of the songs that they rehearsed,
right?
And
but the songs they rehearsed were fucking great old folk songs,
right.
And like, oh, right. walking down the line, and Phil Lesh kept all those recordings,
right?
And you could go on archive.org now. And there was, I remember going to Buzzo's and buying a bootleg of it that was like two tapes long. So it's two 90-minute tapes. But there's way more than that.
Yeah.
And all these, and they were fucking great.
That's what they were saying.
They were great.
And then he showed up on tour and he couldn't even remember the lyrics and was playing different songs.
Yeah. That was, you know, and it was only a few years after that he fucking remember his heart, like, got swollen, and because he was doing heroin, he got infected, and it infected his heart. And, I saw him on that tour. I saw him, like, I was working at Darien Lake once, with, like, a show, like, two or three days before he went into the hospital. But it was just like, oh, shit, you know, at that time, Dylan and Tom Petty both had, like, serious, like, heroin problems.
Probably started in '86 with Jerry hanging out.
Yeah,
probably. Well, no. I mean, like, there's footage of John Lennon and Dylan driving around on heroin and stuff. I think Dylan was doing heroin for a long time, if he still isn't doing it anymore.
Yeah.
But he was doing it for a long time.
All right, we're going to go to the garage sale. We're going to go to another garage sale, and then we'll see you in a little bit.
Yep. I hear Roald Dahl was a real prick.
Rainbow flag.
We just found out from a garage sale that Roald Dahl, after I bought a nice 70s paperback first editions of James and the Giant Peach and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory for 50 cents a piece, I was informed that Roald Dahl was a prick, which I could totally believe. And what did you get? You got a Maurice Sendak book.
I did.
Do you remember the name of it?
I don't. I just told you I don't remember the name of it.
Oh.
Oh, look, there's a bathroom right there.
Is it?
Yeah, I remember last week we were here and the 7-Eleven wasn't open. This week it is. How wacky. You don't remember that?
Yeah, this is they closed the other, look, they closed it and moved it into there.
Because last week we went to the donut shop.
7-Elevens don't usually have bathrooms in them, though.
Oh, no?
No.
Oh, okay.
I've never been in a bathroom in a 7-Eleven.
It looks kind of big, though.
It may be, maybe. I mean
I can.
We can check. We're here.
I could go,
go for a drink or something?
Knock the dew off the lily myself.
Oh.
Coin a phrase.
Well, let's find out. We'll see. We'll see. We'll report back whether we pissed or not. Or maybe we won't. You don't care.
Mr. Wiz. You wonder why I don't hang out much.
I remember in my dorm room I had a Kate Bush poster. Kate Bush the Dreaming. But there's a picture of that Dan took of my mother had come to visit, and my girlfriend and I were going out to lunch with my mother or something, and my mother's head hit the K on Kate Bush, so it just was a poster that said 8 Bush. And he took the picture, and like I forgot that he took the picture, and then a couple years later he's like, oh, I got a bunch of pictures made, I got your 8 Bush. Your 8 Bush with your mother picture. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? And he's just like, oh, here. And I'm like, you're right.
8 Bush. Bubba!
Thank God that's what that picture was. Anyway, we just went to a decent garage sale.
It definitely had been picked, but we still found stuff.
Imagine what it was like before it got picked.
Yeah.
25-cent DVDs. And I got, like, Road to Perdition, which I think is based on a comic, but I think that's, what the hell is the director's name? Does it say on here? It's that guy.
Oh, yeah, him.
Oh, Sam Mendes. No, I don't know. But that's supposed to be a pretty good movie. I had to round it out to 4. I got a movie called Eros, which is three directors doing one movie, and Steven Soderbergh and Antonini are two of them, so that should be interesting anyway. The other one is Wong Kar-wai, who I do not know who that is. Freddy Got Fingered, which is a really, like, wrongly slandered...
That's our Tom Green
movie. Like, I saw that movie, and I'm like, this is not as bad as people say it is. As a matter of fact, it's kind of different than anything I've seen. It was sort of like, it reminded me of the Penn and Teller Get Killed movie. And then Femme Fatale.
Or the one that Ween was in, Pat?
Pat the movie.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with Pat the Bunny, which was a book. Femme Fatale, which is a Brian De Palma.
Pat the Bunny!
Get it? And
Then he had $4 but 3 for $10 CDs.
They were really nice shape.
It must have been a fucking great pickings before we got, like, on Thursday, Friday, before we got here. Because I got, like, the Page and Plant No Quarter album. And Encomium, a tribute to Led Zeppelin with a bunch of people, including Tori Amos and Robert Plant. The Jimi Hendrix Experience Live at Monterey Pop. Rolling Stones, Goathead Soup. The Who, Tommy, and Van Halen. Van Halen, their first album.
All and I got CD. The Van Halen CD, too.
Also, look, almost identical copies. Very beautiful shape. They're probably both... It looks like he was maybe in... Because they all have the... See that white corner? That means they're from the BMG Record Club. Oh, a garage sale. But,
I got the Sigourney Weaver Snow White DVD with the horror movie. That was the horror. Oh. That was the horror movie I got.
Oh, okay.
And then Sigourney Weaver as Snow White.
Oh, I never...
And then, the CDs I got were the Van Halen CD, then that Van Halen Live bootleg CD, it looked like, and then and then the Still in the Shrink, Physical Graffiti by Led Zeppelin.
Oh, it's Still in the Shrink even.
Yes.
Yeah, nice.
So that was $10. Probably
the best album.
Yeah. Definitely.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. It could be a battle at any day, but I always tend towards that as their best album because it's two albums.
Agreed.
And there's really no fat in it. There's no filler.
They're all good in their own way. Agreed. All right, next one.
We are in agreement. Oh, too quiet. Just hit a nice cheapo garage sale. Super low prices. 25 cent books, 50 cent records. Johnny Bueno found old... Yeah, I would say this is a 70s probably printing of Wrinkle in Time. It's one of the ones that I had as a kid, so... Okay, no, this one came out in 19... Oh, no. Okay, this is the 12th printing, so this is 1981. So this would have been new when I was, like, reading this stuff. But it's a keeper because it's just got their name written across the front and the back.
Right.
Permanent marker, of course. But 25 cents. And but in perfect shape, The Untold Legend of Batman... Right from the same year. So they were... This is when some kid was getting all their books. Was in 19... Oh. Oh, look at this. It has a little stamp on the inside. That says, enjoy your new book. Compliments of Brockport PTSA. I guess that's Parent Teacher School Association.
I've had this coming forever.
His first son brought 7 oyster pearls from the bottom of the China Sea. The second gave him 7 statues.
How much trauma did kids get when the father bit into the pearls and broke all his teeth out?
It freaked me out.
It's almost as traumatic as the
he broke off 7 of his teeth.
Yeah, that's some strong meat for little kids.
It freaked me out.
It's like with the Ren and Stimpy, like, nerve ending beaver chewing on the tooth nerve endings in that Ren and Stimpy comic. But, yeah, I got The Untold Legend of the Batman, which is, like, got some John Byrne in it and Jim Aparo art. And a record that I have no idea what it is. It's a party album, a Fame party album, a Sex to Sexty record. You know the Sex to Sexty, the magazine with all the dirty... It's a Sex to Sexty.
It's probably worth a lot of money.
The Jimmy Heap Show, Laugh Clinic, And you know it's funny because Laff is spelled L-A-F-F.
Yeah, no, it definitely was.
Featuring Ken Idaho. Because every person on this, it's got like a cartoony cover that's just in red outline. And everybody looks like the one Ken Idaho guy. Except for the nurse who he's chasing. Oh, yep, there he is on the back. Okay, so what do we got for the song lineup? Grandpa Flu Hardy, Jukebox in the Bedroom, Peabody's Pills, Laugh Potion, Laugh Fun Tier. Oh, no, these are other albums. Never mind. Oh, Beat Saint Nick, Percy Philrod, and Dr. Seymour Rumps. Ooh, okay.
This is one that's not on the list.
All right, that's what we want to see. Let's just let it get reggae first before we go. Don't fuck with that car. See its license plate? Yeah.
It's not satanic.
It's satanic plus it's beyond satanic. It's 4 sixes in a row, dude.
Yeah, Jude. That's just four of a kind.
Yeah, four of a kind of evil.
Three of a kind is not necessarily.
It's Satan with a hard on, man. Know your shit, man. Know your shit.
Well, that's why I got the Ouija board. Was it Ouija?
Yeah, it is. Well, no, it's Ouija. Anyway, well, we are calling it Quitzola. We went and had some chow in a sort of hidden off little neighborhood.
Ian's Neighborhood Hots.
Just basically a pizza plate. Jackie got a plate. I got a couple slices.
Good plate. Solid plate.
Old price at like cans of soda for $1.
Yeah.
Where do you get? Like cans of soda were like $3.50 at the last pizza place we went to last week. Something like that.
Yeah, well, they had high rent district. But, and he's sitting in the other room building a motorcycle for his kid.
Yeah, one thing about that place is everybody that lives around there can just walk along the train tracks and end up there.
Yeah.
So it's just a little trot down the train tracks.
Just don't put on your headset when you do that.
Yeah, not a good idea. Although, even, I don't know how loud your music would have to be to drown out a train, but...
I know somebody whose son died by crossing a train tracks with his hood on and his and earbuds in.
Well, yeah, well, that's... That's called Darwinism is what that's called.
Very sad. Anyways, on a brighter note...
Yeah, sad for them. I don't know. I've noticed the extra oxygen. I hope they're not listening, but anyway. So yeah, we ended up in Gates in Super Weirdo Land. Went to a neighborhood sale and found a shitload of DVDs. Like we got some DVDs at one place, another place it was $10 for 15 DVDs.
How can you go wrong with that?
Can't go wrong with that.
And they're counting box sets as one DVD.
I'm not going to bore you with what I got. I got a nice copy of the Professional, the Leon the Professional. I think it was Natalie Portman's first movie.
Uh-huh.
The Robin Williams What Dreams May Come, which I've always liked that movie. I saw that one in the theaters. Dwayne Johnson, Rampage, movie that fell through the cracks based on a video game, one of my favorite video games.
Right on.
This movie was great. It did not have any compunction about giant monsters just chowing down on humans. And Pee-wee's Big Adventure, so, and a bunch of others. I got a couple Captain Underpants hard covers.
Hard.
And a John Wayne America, Why I Love Her. And I think if John Wayne loves America so much, do you think he wants to kiss her or marry her?
He wants to kiss her on all four cheeks.
Think he wants to mount her?
All four cheeks.
I think he wants to mount her.
Oh, yeah. Mount her Rushmore.
Yeah, exactly.
I got 10 DVDs, but a bunch, half of them were box sets for a dollar a piece, including the first two seasons of Cheers, the first three movies of Star Trek, the original Star Trek, first three movies in a box set, $1 Rooney.
I missed that, yeah.
$1 Rooney. There's another box set I got, too, I was pretty excited about, as you can tell. Couple of interesting Blu-rays I can't quite remember. They're in the back seat. I did get Purple Rain. I remember getting that. That was pretty good. Haven't had that one yet. Oh, I got Time Bandits.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
And,
yeah, I saw that in there. I've got like two copies of Time Bandits, I think.
I think I do, too, but for a dollar to round it out, I mean... Oh, I got 12 DVDs is what I got. But
that's those, right.
But I was pretty happy with what I had and lots of stuff. It's kind of hard because I'm like driving on the highway while trying to talk and deal with traffic. But
I also got little Lando Calrissian. This was to round my Captain Underpants up to a dollar because they were 25 cents a piece. But I got this little rubber dragon, but it's very kaiju. Like cute kaiju looking, and it feels old. I can't see any markings.
Like the rubber is starting to.
The rubber's a little tacky.
Right.
And the way it's painted, it's got that like hand paint, like really slipshod, fast hand paintedness to it, except for the eyes, which were probably sprayed on like on a machine. I don't know. It reads old to me. It reads old and really cool. It's a little more... Yeah, it does not feel modern at all. But it was only 25 cents, so... We'll find out. It'll be a challenge to figure out what it is. And I got this rock-solid stapler. I love this old stapler. Like
with staples, right?
With staples, stocked with staples.
That's how you do it.
And it's just a beast. It's just, you can
how
tell.
How much?
A dollar.
Nice.
Today was, there were some expensive sales, but the expensive sales actually didn't have anything I wanted to buy it in any way.
Yeah.
They were just ridiculously expensive. So I wasn't priced out of getting anything. All the stuff I wanted was like a dollar, you know, cheapo. So
speaking of which, I mean, earlier today, that Stratego game that I got, I'm not sure if we even mentioned that, did we?
No.
It was like in beautiful condition, and it was like the wood box version, which I've never seen. Plastic pieces, and for a dollar, how do you go wrong with that? It kind of reminded me of the Risk game that I got. Like the same company.
Well, when I see wood box ones like that, it reminds me, it makes me think of, like, sometimes they make custom games like that for, like, museum gift shops. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
That go along with, like, a certain thing that they're doing at the museum. So that's what I got.
I love Stratego. Like, they changed the rules of Stratego, though.
Yeah, but...
No, I mean, like... Completely changed the rules. Like before, one was the highest and one was the best. And nine was the scout, one was the general. They reversed the numbering system on it now.
Why?
They got all sorts of weird. They changed the rules of.
Okay.
And
well,
it's like, why would you do that? Why do you gotta change it? It's classic the way it was.
Yeah, but the good thing is. Who gives a fuck? You can play it the way it was if you want to.
Well, I was trying to play my nephews. They were like, that's what they're using as an excuse when I beat their asses.
Oh.
I used to play the other rules.
Like, what other rules? There's, like, one rule. Uncle Jack, kicking ass, Stratego.
Oh, shit. I thought somebody painted a hole in that wall. It was a hole smashed out of that wall on the borderline of the... Oh, shit. This is in my neighborhood, too. Somebody just smashed through that fucking wall.
Yeah.
We're finally getting this thing fixed. We have this overpass just like a quarter mile from my house that is like...
causing problems.
Oh, it... I mean, I don't know if it's... Well, it's causing problems now because they're fixing it. I don't think it got to the point where it, like... if it was going to cause a problem, it was going to kill, like, 30 people at once. It was just falling apart. Just crumbling.
Crumbling.
Crumbling down.
That's like... you're not a big sports guy, but you ever hear of Joe Namath?
Yes.
Joe Namath, he is very good. He explains every syllable.
I've heard of everybody who's had sex with Jane, okay?
Jane?
Yeah.
Jane Goodall?
Jane Fonda.
Oh.
Jane Goodall. Come on, man. You mean Jane is in Tarzan, Jane?
That's my first...
Jumping, Jesus.
He's an animal, she's an animal.
So apparently I knew more about Joe Namath than you did, not being...
But he's always, like, explicitly talking in every little syllable. Exquisitely. Indubitably.
That's because that's what turned on Jane. You had to talk like that. Talk.
Well, especially the drunkery guy. He got in a lot of trouble. They, like, interviewed him at, like, halftime. He was, like, three sheets to the wind. Some sideline reporters trying to talk to him. He's like, I want to kiss you.
Oh, he was that drunk. I was going to say, back in those days, that, you know...
This was in the 80s.
Well, the 80s, yeah, not as much as the 70s and 60s.
He was busy doing commercials back then. And hanging out in Studio 54.
Yeah.
With... definitely kissable, smooth legs.
He definitely had a nose for cocaine for Studio 54, that's for sure. Okay. Alright. Alright, we are home. I am home. And it's time to GTFO! And,
GTFO?
Maybe we'll see. Most likely we'll see you next week.
Ooh, you got your little wood guy set up there.
That's right.
United States of America, that this can happen, and there aren't enough guys of your age to go up. I don't give a shit if you go to the school or not. You can't stand to have this happen. It's getting to be goddamn ridiculous. Oh Christ! I'm not trying to talk for clapping. I'm trying to talk for you guys. You better start thinking.